Hätte mir jemand vor 12 Jahren gesagt, dass ich mal ein Interview mit 5 Seconds of Summer führen würde, Leute, ich hätte es wirklich niemals geglaubt. Was geht ab? Ich bin's, Clari, und ich bin seit Anfangstagen Fan. Leute, ich habe die Jungs das erste Mal vor 12 Jahren als Vorband bei One Direction live erlebt. Und umso surrealer war es jetzt, mit ihnen über ihr neues Album und die gleichnamige Tour Everyone's a Star zu sprechen. Wir reden über die Setliste, darüber, wie sehr Fans bestimmte Songs feiern und ob vielleicht sogar unveröffentlichte Tracks ihren Weg auf die Tour schaffen werden. Außerdem habe ich die Jungs gebeten, ihre eigenen Alben mal zu ranken. Welcher also auf Platz 1 gelandet ist und welcher überraschenderweise auf dem letzten, das hört ihr jetzt in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk. Viel Spaß!
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I cannot believe that you guys are like in front of me right now, even though it's on the screen, but yeah, I hope you guys are good.
We're doing good. Just getting ready to go on a world tour, you know?
Yes, 2 days, like what crazy. I've actually been following your band for a long time, and I saw you back in 2014 when you were opening for One Direction, and somehow, please don't judge me, but I never made it to your own tour, which is diabolical. And you've done so many tours over the years. What makes the Everyone's a Star tour stand out for you personally?
First of all, I am judging. I'm judging a little
bit. It's fair. It's okay.
look, it's never too late. I'm sure you're coming to this show, right? Are you coming
I'm
to the show?
I'm actually coming. Yes, I'm coming.
Okay, great.
Are you coming, are you coming because you have to go now? Because you're interviewing us? Or are you coming because
now we feel weird about
it. I want to.
Why is this the best show we've ever put on? That's what I'm going to ask you.
I think, like, you know, from the very first moment, you know, when we're in Ashton's garage, picture that, when we're 16, 15, 16, 17, we always, like, our main goal was to be a great live band. And I think every tour that we've put on has kind of, you know, been better than the last. And this tour for me is kind of, you know, for right now, a final evolution of what, you know, this kind of crazy whirlwind that we've created in the last record. And it's really more of an entertainment show rather than just a live gig, which I really enjoy, and kind of puts us out of our comfort zone a little bit, and keeps on like just pushing us as artists and performers. So I think, you know, yes. Yeah, I'm going to shut up.
I think that was very wholesome and perfect to imagine how the tour is going to be. You also did this little interactive game where fans could text a number and find out what's on the set list. And I'm very glad that Bad Omens made it on there. Obviously, it's a fan favorite. And I was asking myself, do you notice when a song really connects with fans like that?
Yeah, I think you can sometimes you can guess before the before you play it live, but Bad Omens was one that just every time we played it on the last tour, it just like crushed. Everyone loved it. And that bit at the end, everyone was jumping and singing, and it was sorry, I don't know if you can hear that. That's my baby in the background. What was I saying? Oh, yes. But I do think this tour, I have a good feeling about I don't want to give away all the songs we're playing. Wait, are we live on the air right now?
We're not live.
I still feel the same, and I'm scared I'll never sleep again. I feel like we'll be really good ones this tour, and we'll take on a life of their own. And sometimes in a band's career part, like there's the big songs that you have to play, you know, you start playing them on one tour and then you play them for the rest of your life. And then there's other songs that aren't like necessarily big songs like Bad Omens that we're going to have to play at every show for the rest of our career. And it's always fun to see which ones turn into that.
Yeah. You already mentioned that you guys have many songs on the set list. And I was also thinking about the unreleased songs you have, because there is plenty of them. Is there any chance we might hear one of them on this tour?
Which ones?
The unreleased songs. I mean, you have like a long list of unreleased songs. I didn't want to talk them all now, but is there a chance that we might hear one of them?
I think if the noise is loud enough for us to play them, you know, it's hard to play unreleased songs because, you know, it's it goes against everything as a performer because you're like, no one's gonna know this song. But
Yeah, but your friends will know. Your friends are coming to the show.
well, what's an unreleased song that you'd want to hear?
Yeah, Everything I Want. I went on YouTube and I think it was from 2014, and there was somebody commenting 2025 and was like, I need this song on the new album. And I was like,
Look,
okay.
wow.
If it gets people to the show, then yeah, we'll play an unreleased song.
Yes,
Yeah,
the
for sure.
answer is
Yeah.
yes.
There is a possibility that, there are a couple surprises in the show, so there's a
Okay.
possibility.
That makes me more excited than I
Good.
thought I would get. Oh my God. Okay. Also, if someone is thinking about coming to the tour, what are they missing if they don't go?
They're missing the well, it depends who you're talking to, because the last tour we started doing this thing where we would incorporate skits into the show and things would happen live on stage that would be on the screen, and then like Callum said, it's more of like a entertainment piece, I guess. I don't know what you would call it, but an extravaganza of sorts. And this show is that, but because of the campaign we did with Everyone's a Star and everything being so larger than life and like bigger, and like the show reflects that. So it is, I don't think we're never gonna play a show like this again, because the album Everyone's a Star allows for us to kind of go very over the top with the show. So I think it's kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity, which sounds like I'm selling it, like I'm a car salesman, but it actually is, because I can't see us doing this type of show in this way again.
Well, I'm in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm
One.
excited.
I mean, I'm stoked to go. I have tickets for Cologne, but hopefully I'm gonna go to Berlin too. So I have, maybe I'm gonna make it up to you guys that I never made it to tour. You've played Germany so many times, like over the years. Do you feel like German crowds are different in any way?
European, I mean, yeah, Europe's such a different ball game. I feel like, every country that you go to, even if they're, 3 hours apart, are so different in their quirks and the culture. Like, German culture is so vastly different to anything that I've ever experienced. I find them to be like just super passionate, and they know their law. They know like all the Fahrtsoft law, which I really appreciate. And we actually play like we play a lot of German shows. We probably do like four, I think we're playing maybe three or four shows in
Yeah,
Germany.
Hamburg, I think. Hamburg, Munich, Berlin, and Cologne is what
Yeah,
I.
which says a lot. I think it's just like a real big staple for us, and we've been going there since we were 16, 17, and always have felt the love. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, we fans are crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, you got. I like the German crowds are up for a good time. They're always down
Yeah.
to sing and drink beer and get their hands up in the air. Like
Yeah.
they're a great crowd, very responsive crowd.
Yeah, and also they always have like fan projects. I don't know how the Five Sauce fam does that, but every time I went on Twitter like the years, they were always prepared. They were like, you have to print out this, and this is what you're showing at the song, and this is how you
Yeah,
turn off the light.
they're
Like,
very organized. I can
yeah,
appreciate that.
totally.
They're very organized. I like that. We're all going to get our
Very
hands up at
German.
this point.
Very German. So you've all explored solo projects. Do you understand each other differently now when you're making music together?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, inevitably so, like, listening to any of the other guys' records, you get to learn about them on a deeper artistic level, I think. But I'm not like, yeah, it's kind of like re-meeting them, if you know what I mean. It's not a totally different person. But you get to see them from a new lens. You get to see them from a fan perspective, like just listening to the artist as a fan of the music and the person and not be involved. It's nice to not be involved for once,
Yeah.
That sounds weird, but it's like it's nice to let the other guys shine and let their individual strengths in their artistry like really come through, And yeah, it's made me view them differently for the worse. Yeah.
Okay, so it's your sixth album, and it's kind of insane, like how many you already have and how the time passed. If someone discovers you now and then goes all the way back, Callum will know why I say this, but if they all the way back to the Somewhere New EP, what do you think the fans would notice the most, or the person who discovers you now would notice the most if they listen to Everyone's a Star and then Somewhere New, the EP?
Oh geez. If I listen to the Somewhere New EP, I'd say this needs work. These guys aren't ready. No,
And
I
you're right,
actually,
those guys weren't.
yeah, they definitely weren't ready, but I like the Somewhere New EP has a lot of heart. Has like a lot of got a lot of ticker is what we'd say in Australia. It's got like a lot of so I would notice that. I would notice that we're giving our all in that thing. Even with, some okay songs and some not so good production. But I would notice that we're all singing harmonies and that we wrote the songs, in a bedroom, and they're pretty solid for 15-year-olds,
Dude, you know what I would I what the first thing I came that came to my mind was how good Luke's voice. It was good back then, but how much of a powerhouse singer Luke is now. Like, you can print this and put it everywhere. Like, Luke's definitely one of the best like pop vocalists of this generation. So that, like, it's cool to see that progression as well. That came to my mind.
That's so nice. Thanks, man. Yeah, it was there's been a big difference. You were always really good.
Yeah,
Period.
mine's gone the other way. Mine's like.
I love that. So, yeah, Callum, I actually told this last year, but I still listen to Somewhere New, the EP, like daily. Still, I actually just listen to it on the way to work. I know the favorite song of Callum on this EP, and I'm wondering, Luke, do you have a favorite song on the Somewhere New EP?
Do I have a favorite song in the Somewhere New EP? I like Beside You.
Yeah, that's
Is
what
that on
Callum
there?
also said.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I like that one. I feel like that's like the only one we would still play today. Like, we'd play that. We could put that in the set and it would like sort of make sense.
Maybe also Unpredictable, because that is a banger. I actually have to say, this is my favorite song ever, like ever, ever, ever. And I put the social media video bit where Callum and I were talking about this on TikTok, and everybody was like, girl, we need Unpredictable on the set list. So I'm giving you this. Do with that information what you want. But people also love Unpredictable.
Damn,
People
yeah,
is also
that's.
me.
I'm gonna listen to it today because
Please.
I'm not. It's good
Good
intel. Thank you.
intel. I was so obsessed with that song that I DIY'd an wall tattoo of the lyric "Let's be unpredictable," and I had the old Five Sauce logo next to it, the telly one. I was very obsessed. So yeah.
Damn, you love Unpredictable. Hell
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. I'm gonna listen to that song today for the first time in like since we wrote it, and like picture that, how much it means to you, and be like, let's see, let me listen through these this whatever it is.
It's okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, and without pressure, guys, I want you to rank your albums from 1 to 6. Obviously, one is the best. If you could do it without like deeply thinking, what would be one and what would be six?
One is best. I mean, it's just so hard not to put the recent one at one. That's unfortunate. No one's gonna like that. But I would do. Well, do you wanna go one each?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put Everyone's a Star at number one, just because we're I'm gonna you gotta go with your best foot forward.
Gonna go Youngblood second.
Third. What do we have? Third, I'd probably put self-titled just because it's sheer mass. Mass appeal.
Go Five Sauce Five, number four.
Calm number five for sure.
Okay.
Huh? Calm's number five.
Yeah.
And sounds good, feels good. Sorry, guys.
I am so excited to see you on tour, and I hope you will have a great start. And it was so lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
We'll see you
Bye.
soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.